If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. Belly up to the bar in the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, which brings together forensic accounting and discounted cash flow analysis in a way that's unlike anybody else's analysis. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. And what they find is that frequently that skin deep surface level analysis that other firms do, well, it becomes misleading. And if it's misleading and it could work in your favor, like they've mispriced something and you could profit from it, well, that would make something attractive. But if it would work against you as an investor, that makes it dangerous. If you want to learn more about how they do it, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, welcome back to Money Life.
It is good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Investors not using AI.
Danger, danger.
Investors not using AI. And that distinction is important because you're not saying it's about investors who don't have AI in the portfolio. It's about investors who are not using AI to help them make portfolio decisions. So explain why it is that AI has become so essential. Somebody without it might be missing out.
Yeah, Chuck, this is more of a broader announcement as well. I mean, I think even the intro to New Constructs should be updated to talk about AI. We've launched a new AI agent with Google Cloud, built by Google Cloud. They chose us for our data, and we've now demonstrated that there are systems that can give you answers that you can trust about how to pick stocks and how to build portfolios, even how to predict which stocks are going to beat or miss earnings. And I say you can trust it because it's based on the same data that's driving the dramatic outperformance of our ETF and other live traded portfolios. You know, you don't get proof better than that. You know, for example, the Core Earnings Leaders Index from Bloomberg is beating the S&P 500 by something like 800 or 900 basis points just this year. You know, 800 basis points since inception. This is picking stocks in an incredibly bullish market that are beating one of the, you know, the most bullish indexes of all time, you know, driven by just a few stocks. Our portfolios are much more diversified, so they're safer. But I think the main point here is, and I've been kind of saying this for a while, like there's a lot of AI you can't trust. And I've said, you know, be careful. I think you've even had other guests on that have said, this, you know, AIs aren't going to give you good answers. We have an AI now that can give you an answer because it's based on real data. And this is something investors need to pay attention to.
Let's talk a little bit about this in the context of other things that have been said on Money Life. We last week had Robert Farrington from the College Investor on the show. He had done some research where he had asked Google AI 100 personal finance questions and basically found that the answer to about 40% of those questions was wrong or misleading. This is not that kind of AI, because although you mentioned ties and connections to Google, you have to clean this up a little bit, because the problem with that AI is garbage in, garbage out on inputs. If you ask the wrong question or you do whatever, you're going to get the wrong answers. What you are talking about is using AI. And for an investor like me, it would not be, am I using AI, in other words, to make my decisions? It would be, am I relying on AI to help analyze the markets? Like this is, it is about the analytical system and harnessing the power of AI, not about asking AI generic questions. This is about you guys and your research, not about can AI help me build my portfolio, right?
Yeah, but they are related. Now, I think the big distinction between general AI and what we're doing is that this is an agent focused on fundamental analysis of stocks and markets. And so what we've done is sort of shift the discussion away from, hey, let's pretend there's large language models out there that you can just pour the internet into those and get all the answers. No, let's be realistic and break the world down into chunks or domains where there's real expertise that can in turn be fed and endow a machine or an AI with real subject matter expertise. And that's what New Constructs has. We've got a database, we've got an ontology, and we've got real predictive signals. So when you want to talk about building a portfolio, you can ask FinSights, the name of the AI, what are the best stocks in the healthcare sector? What are the best stocks in the pharmaceutical industry? What are the most profitable stocks in the tech sector? Which stocks in my portfolio are most likely to miss earnings next quarter? And it can give you answers based on data that's been proven to beat the stock market. I don't think there's anything else out there like that, Chuck. And to be clear, we're different from Google, Gemini, in that this is a specialized agent built on New Construct's data, nothing else.
How many other folks, because AI is the rage, are trying to do this? I think here about an audience member that we have for Money Life named Kirk, who wrote me not that long ago talking about how he was trying to consider how to use AI in personal finance. And he had done some things where he was giving Claude, an AI of choice, a printout of options in his 401k with historical returns and fees and things along those lines, and asking it to run a Monte Carlo simulation. At the same time, he was acknowledging that he didn't have the knowledge to say, AI gave him the right answers. So how do we connect that dot there where, okay, if I'm going to the right folks, I mean, yes, we know that we trust New Construct's data. That's why you're here every week. And at the same time, as you're going through it, how are you determining that, like, yes, this is AI giving me the right answers?
I got good news and bad news for you. The bad news first. It's very difficult to beat the stock market, picking stocks. Good news is we're doing that in New Constructs. So I'm not really necessarily asking you just to trust me, David Drainer, or New Constructs. Trust the performance of the indices and the ETF. That to me is where I'm going to point. I'm not going to try and sit here and convince you with some long sob story about why you should trust New Constructs or this or that. I mean, you know, that's it over the years. It's proof is in performance.
But the problem with that for the audience and for individual investors is that has been the argument for every mutual fund ever created. We're going to do this really well, come out and do this. And as you and I both know, if the mutual fund world were a meritocracy, several thousand funds would be dead, right? Like if you only survive on merit. Again, I'm not questioning your data, but you are putting it together. And we're talking about, you know, an AI agent, agentic AI has been all the rage. But other than I trust New Constructs, there's not necessarily a lot that's going to tell me, oh, hold it. Because remember, what you said was the danger zone is that investors who are not using AI. So if I don't have access or I'm not accessing your stuff, but I'm accessing whatever someone else is coming up with, presumably, if 10 companies like yours create their version of what you're doing, and I understand you are on the cutting edge, but there will be imitators and followers. When they do that, well, if you create 10 of these, one's going to be the top, one's going to be the bottom, and a bunch are going to be in the middle. And how do we, as non-AI experts, figure out that we're using the right AI?
I mean, I think the difference between me and the mutual fund guys bragging about or saying they're going to beat the market is that we are. So like I'm looking right now at a chart comparing the core earnings leaders index to the S&P 500 year to date. We're up 25.5%. The S&P is up 14.5%. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying about proof is in performance, Chuck. And that's the reason why Google Cloud chose to build with us, because the data is empirically proven to be superior and the signals are beating the market. So that's why I say, trust me, I don't really have a better answer than that. And you're right. I was being a little vague about investors not using AI, really any investors not using our AI, because the other AIs don't have it. And there will be copycatters for sure. There already are. I'll come back to the same thing I've come back to for the last 20 plus years we've been talking, Chuck. And that is we have better data. We have better data. We always have. And I've been saying that's been better for a long time. And a lot of times my stock picks prove that to be true. There's a few big ones like Tesla that don't prove it to be true for sure. But the portfolios that we're building just based on our core earnings number, this is not some fancy magic. This is a passive index, a passively driven ETF and index that's picking stocks according to a very specific set of rules, primarily based on a superior measure of earnings. I shouldn't say primarily, entirely based on a superior set of measure of earnings, and it's beating, right? And those earnings metrics are about kind of identifying which companies are going to beat or miss the market, their consensus as well. So Like, this is a powerful tool. We've flipped a switch here. We've given people an AI that really works, and it's demonstrated in the performance of the markets. I don't really know any other better way to vouch for what we're doing.
I don't either, but I still am troubled by the idea that, again, if AI is going to not necessarily take over the world, but become something that is widely developed and widely used, there will be the AI that works. And I should point out that that is actually part, when you talked about the language of new constructs, that's been a thing you've added to your language for a long time now, is that new constructs has AI that works. But beyond that, there will be AI that doesn't work, or that, again, it's that garbage in, garbage out. And I still worry that as much as we expect it to make us better, it's still going to be problematic for investors who are trying to figure out, is this the AI that I need?
I think what happens is that the AI that works is going to potentially scale pretty quickly, and it's going to crowd out all those thousands of mutual funds that don't deserve to be in existence, because there'll be systematic ways to outperform that are lower risk, that are better than just owning the S&P 500, which is what we're doing.
Well, I hope that that happens, because it would make the investor's life a lot easier if they didn't have to worry about quite so much mediocrity. So investors without AI, not using AI, remember, using, not buying, that's what we're talking about. They're in the danger zone this week. Really interesting stuff, David. Thanks as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to learn about what they're doing with AI, to find their most attractive and most dangerous stocks, and much more. And speaking of much more, we've got much more to go on today's show. Up next, Gargi Choudhary, chief investment and portfolio strategist for the Americas at BlackRock, will be here for the big interview. Stick around for that. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.